In the first part of the 2016 season, the Tennessee Titans had some struggles with special teams, but by the end of the year, we saw a lot of success from that unit. Mike Keith, how do we continue that success into 2017?
Bring back the good players. All right. That's first and foremost. Long snapper Bo Brinkley is back for his sixth year. Punter Brett Kern is one of the best at pinning opponents deep. And kicker Ryan Suckup is coming off of the best year of his career. So, kicking the ball in whatever shape or form does not appear to be an issue. Tennessee wants to make sure that kick and punt coverage are not an issue. That's why they signed Darren Bates and Brendan Trawick from the Raiders, players who combined for 21 special teams tackles last season. And former Pro Bowler Eric Weems can still cover kicks at age 32. The Titans also returned several guys who cover kicks well. Nate Palmer, 12 special teams tackles last season. Kevin Byard had 10. Philip Supernaw, 8. Bo Brinkley, Wesley Woodyard, and LaShawn Sims each had 6. Aaron Wallace, 5. Jalston Fowler, 3. You can tell that covering kicks and punts became a priority for the 2016 Titans as the year went along. And there are other candidates who might make this roster by virtue of their ability to make special teams tackles. Guys like Trey McBride, Kalen Reed, Curtis Riley, Justin Staples, and even running back David Fluellen.
The Titans' 2017 draft class appears to have excellent special teams potential as well.
I think you're right, Amy. Linebackers Jayon Brown and Josh Caraway both need to make covering kicks a priority in August. Rookie tight end Jonnu Smith could be a solid addition to the Titans' special teams. Even diminutive running back Khalfani Muhammad can make tackles on special teams, and he might even be the Titans' primary kickoff return man. And of course, rookie cornerback Adoree Jackson ran back 4 kickoffs and 4 punts for touchdowns at USC, but look for him to only return punts in the NFL.
So you're telling me that both of the Titans' return men could be rookies this fall?
It's possible, but it's certainly not set in stone at this point. The Titans have punt return candidates like Eric Weems and Harry Douglas. Kickoff return candidates are more numerous, with several receivers figuring to get a look in training camp, along with the possibility of Kalen Reed catching a kick or two. The Titans were in the top half of the NFL in returns in 2016. The goal would be to vault into the top 5 this year.
So how good can this Titans special teams unit be in 2017?
I've never seen a Titans roster that has this many guys with special teams resumes as outstanding. So that's good. But, you know, it's really an important area. Mike Mularkey and John Robinson have put a lot into this, really feeling like that if the Titans are going to be an outstanding team, special teams could be the factor that helps them grab an extra win or two to move into that upper echelon. It's an area of importance for both of those men.
All right, an important position for sure. That's your overall look at the Titans special teams. Tomorrow we're going to do an overall look. Mike and I are going to talk about the 2017 Titans defense and special teams units.